This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we will continue with the surah summaries of Juz' Amma, which is where we are, the final juz' of the Quran, the final cluster of surahs, the cluster that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala summarizes basically all of the main values and concepts of the Quran within, divided into four groups. The first group we talked about already, the pillars of religion, or the pillars of accepting a religion, or taking or embarking on a religion. And those were surah Naba and Nazi'at wa Abas. I think gave us what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires of us, the tools that we will need in surah Nazi'at, and then the code of conduct. And then the second group of surahs, from Al-Takwir until Al-Buruj, talk about choices, talk about the importance of choices. And it goes through this concept by looking at it from a number of different angles. And yesterday we talked about the first two surahs within this group, Al-Takwir and Al-Infitar. Takwir states that our choices are sacred, are holy. They are given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. It's a right that was granted to you by God that no one can take away but him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will at one point. And Surah Al-Infitar talk about the fact that our choices have accountability. I mean, we're going to be held accountable. كَلَّبَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. You don't want to be accountable, but they are. Surah Al-Mutaffifin today in Al-Inshiqaq, if you all try, inshallah, to cover both, talk about a number of different aspects regarding choices. Al-Mutaffifin talks about the fact that our choices, not only do they have consequences in dunya and akhirah, but they're also fully recorded and documented. So it talks about the fact that the choices are actually documented properly, and that there's going to be, so you're accountable. So what does that mean? So I understand you're going to be accountable, so there's mas'uliyah, but are there consequences? Yes, there are consequences both in this life and in the hereafter as well. And explaining what those consequences look like, and the fact that it's all documented, which is what Surah Al-Mutaffifin covers. Then Surah Al-Inshiqaq talks about something a little bit different. We'll come to it in a moment, and I'll explain it. And that's why the beginning of the surah is وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So it begins with this very heavy and significant introduction. And mutaffif is someone who, when they're weighing something for someone else in a transaction, they put less than they should put. And really what this term is talking about, it's talking about those who have double standards. Why? Because الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ. If something's being weighed for them by others, يَسْتَوْفُونَ, they'll take their full, their right, they'll take exactly what they're owed. But when they're weighing it for someone else, they'll give a bit less, which is double standard. And this is the analogy can be drawn for everything. It's not just in transactions, but it's very clear and obvious in transactions. But really, any form of double standard where you're okay doing something, you give yourself an exception, where you just give yourself the exception. People can't do this, but when it comes to you, it's all right. I know what I'm doing. I have experience, or I have a specific situation, I have a special circumstance or something, some way to figure out, to give yourself some rationalization of why it's okay for me to do this when everyone else can't do it. And we do, and this is a very widespread problem, not just amongst Muslims, amongst people all over the globe, where we don't like following laws, so we'll find ways to get ourselves out of it. But everyone else should follow this law. Everyone should be doing this, but when it comes to me, then I'm going to do it a little bit differently because, whatever. And then you rationalize it somehow. And وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ is what the surah begins with. That this type of behavior, this type of mistake, this type of choice of a double standard in life is completely unacceptable. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. The people who are doing that don't think they're going to be resurrected, and that Allah subhanahu is going to hold them accountable and ask them about this double standard that they... there's a lot of examples. I'm not even sure I should give them, but a good example I can give you, a simple one. Within when it comes to chastity or it comes into relationships, you're someone who's not okay with other people doing certain things towards his family members. You're not okay with men behaving in a certain way around your family. Why do you? But just okay for you to do it. You know, you can stare, but others can't. Or you can look at something, but no one can do it. It's okay for me to act in a certain way, but my sister can't. Why is it that, you know, it's okay for you and not okay for other people? Who made this law? Why is it that you suddenly are exempted from a law that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made general for everyone? وَيْلُ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ This is tatfif. This is when it comes to your rights, you're taking it fully, and with others, you're making sure that you're not yani, or you're not giving people what they're owed. And then the surah begins talking about the recordance part. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْفُجَّارِ لَفِي سِجِّينَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ Indeed, the book of the fujjar, of the wicked, or those who walked the opposite direction of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained or disobeyed, their book of recordance, what they did, is in Sijjin, a place that is called Sijjin, and it's taken from the root of Sijjin, which is basically yani a jail cell. And then the Quran asks, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ Do you know what Sijjin is? Whenever the Quran asks in the form of a past tense question, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ Then you don't know. And the Quran is going to explain. And then in the opposite, it's the opposite. If it's in the مُضَارِع, then you do. And that's how the Quran kind of works. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا سِجِّينَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ A book that is documented, is written. There are it's numerated, مَرْقُوم أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ So the people of the Kaf, they wrote down all of their concepts, and it was all documented. So Kitabun Marqum, that is what Sijjin is. It's a documented book that has numbers, and it's written down in detail exactly what that person did. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking a little bit about consequences, the consequences of actions. And consequences are all throughout the Qur'an, but in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, it takes a little bit of a twist. وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ You've heard before. We talked about in Surah Al-Mursalat, and we talked about again yesterday and the day before as well. You understand now what the mukaththibeen means. Someone who sees the truth and refuses it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns them of punishment. الَّذِينَ يُكَذِّبُونَ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينَ The ones who refuse to believe in the day of judgment, the day of accountability. وَمَا يُكَذِّبُ بِهِ إِلَّا كُلُّ مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ And those who refuse this day is someone who is both sinful and transgressor. مُعْتَدٍ أَثِيمٍ bring together both forms of mistakes. There are mistakes that only affect you, الْإِثْمِ أَثِيمٍ, and there are mistakes that affect others, مُعْتَدٍ. Just like in Islam, good deeds, there are good deeds that affect you only, like salah and dhikr and qira'at Qur'an, and then there are good deeds that affect others, like بِرِّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَصِلَةِ الرَّحِمِ زَكَاةٍ So there's two types of deeds always. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting out those who refuse accountability or don't want to be held accountable or don't want to believe in accountability, don't believe in it because they're both a sinner and a transgressor. And on both fronts, this person is going to be held, you know, the accountability piece isn't going to look nice. It's not going to look good. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ Every time he's reminded of the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, this is made up by previous nations. It's just, it's hearsay. No, that's not true. بل, the actual problem is. رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ The importance of understanding that the consequences of your actions don't all happen يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Not all of them. There are a lot of consequences of actions that occur here in dunya. And this is why it's important to understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do certain things. When He tells us to do things, when we do them, the consequences of ajr, of reward, happen yawm al-qiyamah 100%, but there's also consequences of khayr that occur here in dunya. You're going to cash in on your good choices also in this life as well. Because He didn't command you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do anything that was harmful for you. And vice versa, when He says not to do something, when you don't do it, you're going to benefit from it in this dunya. That's why He says, bal rana. The reason that people end up not believing in judgment is because of the following. It's not because they don't want to believe in accountability. It's because rana ala qulubihim. Ran is basically something that's covering something else. Rana ala qulubihim means that their hearts have been covered, have been skewered. They can't see, the heart can't see anything. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبْصَارِ Right? وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ It's not your eyesight is not what goes blind. It's hearts that go blind. The hearts can't, they lose insight. Remember in Surah Al-Qiyamah, we said, الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا He has insight. That insight is something the consciousness does, not the eyes, not the eyesight. So رَانَ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ means their hearts are being covered, smothered with their sin. مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ From all their sins. You keep on sinning and going the opposite direction, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam explained, every time you do that, nukhratun sawda fil qalb. It's like a little dark spot in the heart. Every time you make a sin, another one. Another one, until the heart is now covered and smothered. And it lacks the ability to see the light, or to produce light, or to reflect light, or to actually interact with light in any way or manner, and it loses insight. And people stop believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what happens. It's really not the theology that causes people to lose their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not an issue of I can't make sense of la ilaha illallah, because it's very simple, la ilaha illallah. It's very simple, it's very straightforward. But it's when the heart continues to be covered with sin, time and time again, distracted and skewered by all this sin, you don't see straight anymore. The human being stops being able to feel what is good to be good and what is bad to be bad. And the human being starts to feel things that are haram to halal and halal haram, and the nafs starts to want more and more of the haram and less the halal. And you're wondering, why is this happening? Well, it's very simple. There are consequences to sin. There are consequences to dhunub. You don't just do them and then they're... No, there are consequences. Something sticks, something stays. You can probably clean it out, but there'll always be some stain that's left of it. And it's like the heart is being stained by these sins to the point where the heart cannot allow the light in anymore. And can't reflect it anymore, and the heart suffers. And then people end up yukadhibuna bid-deen. This is an example in Surah Al-Mutaffifin of how it's not just about the fact that you're going to find consequences yawm al-qiyamah, you're also going to find consequences here in dunya. And sometimes the consequences of dunya will lead to worsening of the consequences yawm al-qiyamah. Kalla innahum ar-rabbihim yawma'idhin lamahjubun. Now the consequence of al-akhirah. He gave us an example of what the consequence in dunya was going to look like, where the heart is covered, it's stained, it's smothered, it cannot see the light, it cannot make sense of what is right anymore, it does not respond to haqq and righteousness the same way. It seems to want to go astray and follow that which is impure and rotten, because the heart just can't see the difference anymore. Well, yawm al-qiyamah, there's also a consequence. Innahum al-rabbihim yawma'idhin lamahjubun. Indeed, on that day, they will be deprived from the ability to see their Lord. They will be deprived access to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be deprived from the moment of connecting with God, as meaningful as that will be, yawm al-qiyamah. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُم لَصَالُ الْجَحِيمِ. And then they'll be taken to Jahannam, وَعِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. ثُمَّ يُقَالُ. And then they're told at that moment, هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Here, take a look. This is what you disbelieved in all these years. So that's the first example. The second one right after it. كَلَّا إِنَّ كِتَابَ الْأَبْرَارِ لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. On the other side, indeed, the documentation, the books, the slates of the pure, of the righteous, al-abrar, لَفِي عِلِّيِّينَ, in the highest of places, from ula. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا عِلِّيُّونَ. Do you know what عِلِّيُّونَ is? كِتَابٌ مَرْقُومٌ يَشْهَدُهُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. Also, the same word in both verses. When describing Sijjin, the book that keeps the record of those who disobeyed Allah, is called Kitabun Marqum. It's a documented, numerated book. And when he talked about the record that is going to keep all the deeds of al-abrar and al-illiyin, it's also Kitabun Marqum. It's a numerated book. Everything is going to be kept record of. Everything. It's not that difficult, really, if you think about it. Sometimes our nafs and the shaitan likes to make it think it's impossible. How is he going to keep a record of everything that we did? It's not that hard. How much do you live? How long do you think you live? Huh? If you think about it, how much do you live? You live 1,000 months? Isn't that what the Surah Al-Qadr says? 1,000 months, 80-something years, 1,000 months. How many days in a month? 30? 30,000 days. What's 30,000 days? What's 30,000 pages? If you've studied medicine, you've done way more than that. There's way more than that in studying one encyclopedia or one large girl. 30,000, what's 30,000? Every day a page, you're good. Half a page, that's half the amount. It's not that hard. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep track of this is not that difficult. We don't live that long. I know it feels like, but we don't. It's actually very short. When I tell you 30,000 days, you're like, what, that's it? I was hoping for more. Yeah, but if you take out all the time, if you do the math and you times 30,000 by 24, you'll end up with a number of a couple of hundred thousand hours. And then you say, well, I'm sleeping maybe 250,000 of these hours, and maybe 35,000 hours in the bathroom, maybe 50,000 hours eating. Maybe for Arabs, maybe more like 100,000 hours of eating. But something like that, you end up with maybe 250,000 hours. That's it. You're alive, functioning, doing something. for 250, something like that. 700,000 is the highest number you'll come up with. It's not that long. We're not here for that long. Keeping track of it is not that difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has infinite wisdom, but it's all documented, it's all written down, it's all enumerated. Kitabun marqum, yashhaduhu al-muqarrabun. The closest angels to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala witness these books, the books of the people in Illiyin, the books of those who are righteous. And then subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the consequences yawm al-qiyamah. Innal abrara lafi na'imin 'ala al-ara'iki yanzuruna ta'rifu fi wujuhihim nadratan na'im yusqawna min rahiqin makhtum khitamuhu misk wa fi dhalika falyatanafasil mutanafisun wa mizajuhu min tasnim 'aynan yashrabu biha al-muqarrabun. These are beautiful verses in Surah Al-Mutaffifin. Just beautiful verses talking about Na'im Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Indeed, all of the righteous will be in pleasure Yawm Al-Qiyamah. On their beds, on their sofas, reclining, looking at the beauty of what's in front of them. When you look at their faces, ta'rifu fi wujuhihim, you see the beauty and the relaxation of someone who is being pleasured, someone who is in leisure, someone who is enjoying their time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, instead of looking at what they're looking at, He's asking us to look at their faces. You look at the face of the person in Jannah and you can see they're at ease. You can immediately, you can look at their face. And by the way, this is something that we know as human beings. If you know the person well enough, they walk into the house, you know immediately if they're happy or upset. It was a good day, a bad day, just by the way that their faces look, because we're very expressive in the way that we look. فَيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look at their faces. Their faces are at ease. You can see the pleasure and the leisure in their faces when you look at them. They are given to drink from رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُوم, from a nectar that is sealed by musk. And towards that, towards this status of complete happiness and complete pleasure, we should all be trying to work towards. We should all be competing to achieve that. This is what we should be competing towards, competing to that moment. Make sure that you get there first. Make sure you get dibs on that. Make sure you're going to end up, you know, you have a spot waiting for you there. Because in dunya, how long is it going to last? What, 30,000? How many days are you going to get? How many days are you going to, what? This is something will go on forever. You have a spot that is in your name for in an infinite amount of time. If we can even wrap our heads around the concept of infinity to begin with, or immortality for that matter. وَمِزَاجُ, when it's mixed from مِنْ تَسْنِيمٍ. What is تَسْنِيمٍ? It's a spring that only those who are righteous, only those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are allowed access to. He's describing for you that, look, there are things in Jannah you don't even know about. You don't even know what تَسْنِيمٍ is. You've never heard of this. It's a spring that you don't even know, you've never tasted it. This is just a spring to mix with the drink you're going to drink. What exactly it is, no one knows. He's trying to say, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's in Jannah is beyond your ability to even imagine. And there's things that you don't, you're going to be introduced to a full range of pleasure and na'im in Jannah that you have no way to actually understand. Just hear this and think about it, and that is what you should be competing for. This is what, these are the consequences you should be trying to achieve. He finishes the surah by saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمُ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ فاليوم الذين آمنوا من الكفار يضحكون على الأرائك ينظرون هل ثوب الكفار ما كانوا يفعلون. It gives us a little bit of a picture. As those who disbelieved and disobeyed mock the believers, they laugh at them and they judge them, and then they go home and they have another laugh with their parents or their family or their group, or and they mock the believers and mock what they do and say, what, yani, how held back people who have no understanding of anything, unintelligent, uneducated, and they use words like that, and the believers of course aren't going to retaliate in the same manner, so they just take it and they go on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry, the day will come where things will be the opposite, where you'll be in a position where you're in pleasure and they're not. And you'll be asked on that day, هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Do you think that the reward, the recompense for both the believers and their perseverance and the disbelievers and their mockery was fair? And the answer will be, نعم, yes, Ya Rabbi, it was. Reminding us at the end of the surah that there are consequences. Even for something as simple as two people, just for a moment meeting, one mocking the other and then walking away. And it'll be completely forgotten within a couple of years, no one will remember it. But even something like that, يوم القيامة, there'll be consequences for both. The person who persevered on the one side and the person who I made light someone else's choices and someone else's life. And everyone will find it to be a fair recompense. That's Surah Al-Mutaffifin. It talks about choices, but it talks about two aspects of it. The fact that they're recorded. Sijjin and Illiyin. Kitabun Marqum for both. And the fact that there are consequences. Not only in Akhirah, but also in Dunya. The consequences of what you do, you will find Yawm Al-Qiyamah, but you will also find in Dunya. I cannot emphasize that point the more. Surah Al-Inshiqaq talks about choices, but a little bit different. Surah Al-Inshiqaq is a very special surah. It puts a twist on it. It reminds us that the margin of choice that we have isn't as large as we think it is. Meaning, you don't have an infinite number of choices. A lot of what you do in life, you're doing because you're going to have to do it. You don't even get to choose it. So since the margin of choice isn't that wide, we don't have so an infinite number of options to choose from, choose wisely, choose well. Make sure that you're making choices that are educated, that you're actually spending enough time before you make that choice, because you don't have a lot of them. You're the only creature. Again, Surah Al-Taqwiyah explained, your freedom of choice is sacred, it's holy, it's granted to you by God. No one can take it away. Anyone who does is a tyrant. And Yawm Al-Qiyamah will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, because that's your right that he gave you. All your choices, you're going to be accountable for them. They're all recorded. There are consequences. This is what we've explained to us so far. Now, just a reminder that really you don't choose from an infinite or ocean of options. The actual margin isn't that wide. Not that many choices to make from, so make them well. He says, إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ, and he flips things with انشقاق. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّتْ وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ. He says, the day that the sky is torn, he just talked about that a moment ago, but here he adds, وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا, and the sky is hearing the command of its Lord and is following the command of its Lord and has every right to. Even though the sky, we know, doesn't have choice, but in this surah, it's given as if it does, as if it's listening and is following. He's turning the tables a bit for us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Surah Al-Inshiqaq. They say, yes, the things that you think don't choose also hear commands and also follow commands. They just don't have that. And then for us to kind of understand, in terms of your margin of choice, it's not as wide. وَإِذَا الْأَرْضُ مُدَّةً, the earth on Yawm Al-Qiyamah will be also destroyed. It's no longer a globe. Muddat is going to be flattened. وَأَلْقَتْ مَا فِيهَا وَتَخَلَّتْ, and everything inside of it will be produced on the surface. It'll throw everything on the surface. وَأَذِنَتْ لِرَبِّهَا وَحُقَّتْ, and also the earth is hearing the command of its Lord and is following it to the word, and it has every right to do so. وَحُقَّتْ. Then he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ, O human being, إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Indeed, you're going to spend all of your life laboring, working, struggling. It doesn't matter why you're struggling. It doesn't matter why you're laboring. You're going to do it anyways. You don't really choose that part. You think you do, but you don't. You are working towards something in your life. You are programmed that way. We think, no, I choose what I do. You don't. Yeah, sure, you choose what you're going to work towards. But you're going to work towards something. Even the person who stays at home all day playing video games, they're working towards something. It's just a useless thing that they're working towards, but it's something. There's still a goal in their mind. They're still trying to get somewhere. Every human being is just, it's just how we are created. Nakdah. There's always something we're trying to get. There's always something we're worrying about. There's always something we're anxious about. There's always something that we're trying to achieve and trying to reach out for. And all of these different paths of people doing kadah in every form of, every walk of life, from every direction, all of them lead to the exact same spot. They all lead ila rabbika famulaqiyah. Walk in any direction you want. Work and struggle and labor towards whatever you want. Go in the farthest direction from Allah that you can. That direction, that path will bring you, nevertheless, right in front of God, no matter what you do. Famulaqiyah, and you will meet Him. The person who's walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who's walking in the opposite direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them will find themselves standing right in front of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu Yawm Al-Qiyamah, meeting Him and talking. So really, you're not really choosing that part. That part has already been chosen for you. You're going to takdah. You're going to put your time. You're going to have a job. You're going to work hard. You're going to spend your life doing something. The question is, within that, are you making the choice of doing the right things? Are you making the right decisions in terms of why you're doing them? And what value system you're applying to what you're doing? And what ethics you carry as you do it and what goals you have for doing it. That's really the only question. That's pretty much it. So it's not an infinite, we're not put in this dunya here, choose from an infinite ocean of options. No, there are a couple of things that you're just going to do. Just you're programmed to do them. It's just how you're rigged as a human being. Just that's how you go. Just make sure that within, so the margin of choice is kind of smaller. Just you only have a couple, do them well. Just make them really, really well, good choices. Because, and then it gives us the example. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّنْ يَحُورُ. As for the person who believe on the Day of Judgment, their sahifa will be in their right hand, and it'll be an easy judgment, and he'll go back to his family happy. As for the person who is given his book, or the person is taking their slate behind their back. Now why behind their back? This is the importance, this is the interesting part of Surah Al-Inshiqaq. It's telling us, make sure that you make very good choices, and make sure that you have educated choices. And it points out to us those who don't, who know things, but don't make the right choice, but they have the knowledge that there's ilm, they do have some education, but they're just not making the right choice. Yawm al-Qiyamah, the person who lived like that, comes and everything seems real at that moment. It seems, oh my gosh, it turned out to be real. I lived my life as if that wasn't going to be the case. I was told, la ilaha illallah, there is hisab, there's resurrection. You're like, I'm not too sure. Didn't invest really, didn't do enough research, didn't think about it, didn't make a decision, always had an idea. And then Yawm al-Qiyamah, you're up. You're like, oh my God, this is real. And everything I was told, and then you remember things. You remember that if you didn't do well in dunya, you're going to get your slate and your book and your record in your left hand. So when you see the records flying, you know it's not coming in your right. You get really scared, so you're not sure what to do, but there are no pockets and there's nowhere for you to hide your hand. So all that comes to the person's mind is that they just put their hand behind their back and the slate comes right behind their back into their left hand. But that's why it's behind their back. Because they knew. They knew. We all do. At the end, we all know. Deep down inside, we all know. We all know why we don't do what we do. We know why we do what we do. And we can fool ourselves for as long as we want about reasons and motives and new problems and excuses and all that. But Yawm al-Qiyamah, it'll be so real. It'll be so, so real. And all you'll have is just to look back and wonder, why didn't I only had so many choices to make. Why didn't I make them well? It's not like I made just a couple of decisions that I made. Really, they're not that many of them. And if you think about it, how many decisions do you make a day? You're living 30,000 days. How many decisions are you making? 30,000, that's if, you have to shave off, a good 5,000 easily, because, so 25,000 days, and you might make two decisions a day? Three decisions a day? So 100,000 decisions in a lifetime? That's not a lot. It's really not that much. Not that many. A lot of things have been predestined, pre-prepared. Where you come from, what you look like, your family background, your opportunities in life. All this is kind of being just given to you. The fact that you're going to always be working towards something that you're motivated to try to help yourself and to survive. So you're just making a couple of these decisions. Just make them well, because Yawm al-Qiyamah, you're gonna stand there and regret what you didn't make. And this image of this person who puts their hand behind their back, they're just doing it because they know. They know that it's coming in the left because they heard this before. Because someone said that to them, but they just didn't want to listen at the time. And now they're faced with this reality. فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُوا ثُبُورًا. And they'll start making dua against themselves for destruction. I don't want to live. Take my life, Ya Rab. Let's act like I never lived, like I never existed. وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا. But that won't happen, and they'll be punished. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. He used to be happy within his family. Just like the mu'min, Yawm al-Qiyamah, after he gets it in the right, will go happily back to their families. This person will remember how they were happy back in the day with their family. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّنْ يَحُورُ. But you see, he was in doubt and he thought he'll never come back. He thought, this person thought they'll never make their way back to God. And they did. But they didn't believe it enough in dunya to actually live by it. They didn't believe it enough or didn't have enough assumption in it to actually follow the command. So Yawm al-Qiyamah, they didn't live by it in dunya. Yawm al-Qiyamah, they have no options. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَلَّنْ يَحُورُ بَلَى. Indeed, they will come back. إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. And their Lord saw everything. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالشَّفَقِ وَاللَّيْلِ وَمَا وَسَقَ وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا اتَّسَقَ لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَنْ طَبَقًا. He swears, he makes an oath, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the shafaq, the colors at the horizon before the sun comes up, and the night as it smothers and covers everything, and the moon when it's full, all these beautiful scenery. يَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَن طَبَقٍ. You see this movement of this of the early morning and then the night and one moon after the other and time moving forward. You are going to follow. You're going to walk down a path that was passed down to you. طبق عن طبق. This has nothing to do with going to the moon. What this has to do with is the fact that as human beings, our choices affect the next generation, and the next generation choices will affect the generation after them. And لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَن طَبَقٍ. It's one generation and one jeel and one group after the other affecting each other with our choices. Every choice that you make, you're not only affecting yourself, you're affecting those to come later. We just don't realize it sometimes. Sometimes we just don't live long enough to see how our decisions today are affecting people who will come and live many, many years after us. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا عَن طَبَقٍ فَمَا لَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. So why don't they believe? And why is it when the Quran is recited upon them, they don't prostrate? Wallahu a'lamu bima yu'oon. And Allah knows what you're hiding inside. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Remind them of a painful punishment to come. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ. Except those who believed and did the right, performed the right deeds, they will find an everlasting, non-stopping reward يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And that's what Surah Al-Inshiqaq tells us. You have a small margin of choices, make them well. Make sure that these few choices that you have, that you make these choices in an educated manner and that you take any care of these decisions. And I'll end with that. We'll continue inshallah tomorrow. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu.